Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 392 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Murder was committed in the basement. Mr. Frank stated that it looked easy for the staple to be pulled out, and I agreed with him, because the staple looked black, and it looked to me as if it had been pulled out before. On Monday, Mr. Frank explained about why he was nervous on Sunday morning. I heard him speak of the murder numerous times. When we started down the elevator, Mr. Frank was nervous, shaking all over. I can't say positively as to whether his whole body was shaking or not, but he was shaking. Newt Lee seemed to be composed when I saw him at the factory. Mr. Frank could have driven the nails in the back door, but I thought I could do it with more ease. Mr. Frank looked pale Sunday morning. I think he seemed upset, but he did some things around the factory there that a man who was completely upset could not have done, I don't think. When riding down to the police station from the pencil factory, Mr. Frank was on my knee. He was trembling. I saw the financial sheet on Sunday on Mr. Frank's desk. Mr. Frank picked it up in his hand. Gant was at the factory 3 or 4 times after he was discharged. My recollection is that Frank said something about the financial sheet on Sunday. It was on May 3rd that Mr. Haas, the insurance man, asked that the factory be cleaned up on the Mabry side and on the other side. When my attention was called to it, I noticed something that I looked like blood with something white over it at the ladies' dressing room on Monday morning. Cross-examination. Mr. Quinn called my attention to the blood spots. Barrett called Quinn's attention to it. Barrett showed me some hair on a lever of the lathe. It was 20 or 30 feet from Mary Fagan's machine on the north side of the room. There were